Greetings to the brightest audience. I am Knight. I am TheologyOnline.com's webmaster.
And I am Turbo. I am the assistant webmaster.
Assistant to the webmaster.
Same thing.
No, it's different. So we got an exciting show today. Unfortunately, Bob's out of the office, so we're filling in, and I know that's it's always different. But we have I think we have a lot of neat things planned for the show, and we're excited to be here.
We're continuing last month's telethon, which was a bit of a bust because Bob wouldn't ask for money, which is not really how telethons are supposed to work.
No, that doesn't help to raise funds when
right.
You don't ask for the funds.
So that's what we're here for.
Yes.
We're going to do the dirty work.
I know many of you, like me, are huge fans of the show. And to keep a show like this running takes a great deal of money.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
The telethon, we are still over $10,000 from our goal. And so if you like Bob Enyart Live and you appreciate the message and the work that Bob does, call in and give a donation, or maybe you'd like to buy some of the products, and that will go towards the goal as well. We're especially highlighting the monthly subscriptions. We're running a special for the telethon where the first month of any subscription that you want to sign up for, the first month is free. The different available subscriptions are the most fun right now, and the newest is the BEL Classics.
That is
the old television shows from about 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I know you, Turbo, like me, that's, you know, obviously where I first came to know Bob was from the show. And that show to this day is the most hilarious show, that TV show that you can watch on tape. Just getting some of those classics, I think a lot of us forget just how funny they were. And then when you see episodes like now that I haven't seen in a long time, they're just hilarious. And it's so great to see some of those old episodes be cataloged and archived, so now we can still watch them. It's great.
And it's a little different than the radio show in that it was on television, so you get a much broader audience of different weird atheists
and it was
liberals
on late at night.
Late at night, you know, the type of people who watch late night television aren't the same people who listen to afternoon Christian AM radio, right?
Yeah, so, and because of that, the calls were hilarious,
right?
And nobody but Bob could handle those kind of wacky calls. I mean, he was absolutely perfect, and they're hilarious. So that, to me, that's a great option for a subscription, is being able to help the show and the ministry, but at the same time getting those shows to watch
right.
is a great deal. And you say the special is
first month free.
First
on
month
subscription.
Free. You can't beat that.
So we've got the BEL Classics. You can get 4, 8, or 12 episodes per month, and that's $25, $40, or $50 a month. And so, you know, if you want to sign up for 12, and that's $49.99 a month, you get the first 12 episodes free.
We were watching some of those this morning, me and you.
Right.
Just laughing.
Yeah.
You know, as every call went by, I mean, just some classic stuff. So that's definitely something that you folks might be interested in. And then, of course, there's the plot.
Right.
And the rest of Bob's products that, you know, you can also get to support the
show. And if you subscribe, we'll put 10 times the monthly price towards the telethon goal.
Right.
So if you sign up for, let's say you get the 12 episodes per month, and that's $49.99 per month, we'll multiply that by 10. That's like making a $500 donation as far as the telethon goes.
Mm-hmm.
And or maybe if you just want to do 4 episodes, then that's like a $250 donation, because that's about $25 a month. And there's also Bible study albums that you can get every month. Those are really wonderful. They're, you know, maybe six to ten hours every month of in-depth Bible study. And it's if you've never heard Bob teaching the Bible, if you've never been to one of his seminars or listened to one of his albums, that's also a little different than the radio show and the television show. It's a different dynamic, because he's speaking there to fellow Christians who are generally like-minded. So
right.
You don't get, you know, the confrontations and things like that, but you get a deeper level of study.
And through Bob's show, became a Christian.
So did I.
And through that, I started TheologyOnline.com. And so all these sort of offshoot ministries and things that happen through, you know, the effort of Bob's show and now the radio show goes on. It's just amazing to think all the things that have happened throughout the years since watching Bob's show. You know, I was just a conservative. I wasn't a Christian. And I used to say to myself, gee, I love the show. I'd recommend it all the time. You know, this show is hilarious. You got to see the way this guy deals with, you know, knucklehead liberals. But I wish he wouldn't talk about God so much. And eventually even that broke me down and I became a Christian. And I'm so thankful to Bob's show and to his ministry. And then 10 years ago, started TheologyOnline.com, and it's been going strong ever since. So it's amazing the way these things intertwine. Speaking of TheologyOnline.com, Turbo,
yes.
On the line we have Pastor Kevin, who is one of TOL's brightest stars. So, Pastor Kevin, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Good evening, guys, or good afternoon in Colorado.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Yeah.
Good. It's great to talk with you. Of course, we talk about every day, but to actually talk on the phone is kind of different and kind of neat.
It is.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you before on the phone.
Yeah, I don't think we have. I think I've spoken with Crash, of course, by phone, and what a great guy he is. And, of course, we met Bob here in Indianapolis in January at the Open Theism seminar, and just, you know, by way of the telethon and everything that's going on there, I want to highly recommend that to all of Bob's listeners.
DVD, is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, that seminar that he did in Indianapolis is available, and it's just outstanding. It really is. It does a marvelous job at presenting the open view against a lot of the knuckleheaded arguments that are presented against us. So,
hey, Pastor Kevin, do you mind me asking, how did you come across Bob Inyart and then Theology Online, all that? How did that
give
us a quickie overview?
A great story. Back in the mid-1990s, I was a hard-headed, drugged-out singer in a rock band.
Wow.
And God got a hold of my heart through a number of circumstances, but, you know, I would watch. I was one of those, I guess you could say, wackos who watched late-night television. But I would come in at night and flip on the television, and Bob's show was one of the shows that I liked to watch a lot because he was so... He always had an answer for everything,
right.
And I always had generally, I think, fairly conservative views, even when I wasn't, you know, a Christian living for God, but at least politically, I guess.
Right. So you're another one like me and Turbo that was really affected strongly through Bob's TV show.
Right, yes, absolutely. And so I would watch the show, that and a few other shows, and... There were a number of other circumstances going on in my life, so I'm just giving you the condensed version.
Right, yeah, good.
I did actually write out a version of my testimony on Theology Online that can be read there, but it's pretty amazing how God has worked in my life, and fast forward to today, we're serving God in ministry and have been doing that for 4 years now here in Indianapolis.
And the name of your church?
Our church is Open Fellowship Bible Church. And is it okay to go ahead and plug our website, too?
Absolutely.
Sure.
For anyone in Indianapolis looking for a good church that rightly divides the Word and teaches the Bible correctly, the Bible's our authority in all matters, you can go to openfellowship.org, www.openfellowship.org, and we're excited to be serving God in this way, teaching His Word, reaching lost souls, with the gospel of grace.
So that's another great offshoot ministry that was affected through Bob Inyart's TV show, which
absolutely.
Just goes to show everybody out there how important it is to keep this ministry going. So we really need the help, and really do appreciate your call, Pastor Kevin.
Yeah.
By the way, we also really appreciate all your effort on TOL. I mean, you make a huge difference, and I just want to personally tell you how much I appreciate all you do on Theology Online.
Well, thank you for that. I really enjoy it, as you know, and I love the website, and we're just excited to be continuing to serve God in all phases, including on Theology Online. So God bless you guys.
God bless you too, Pastor Kevin.
God bless you, Pastor Kevin.
Have a great day.
Good talking to you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. That was Pastor Kevin, who was also in Battle Royale 12 on TOL, and he battled Universalism, of course, taking the right side of the debate and crushing his opponent, which was absolutely awesome to see.
Now, what is Universalism?
Well, those are the folks that believe that there is no such thing as eternal torment. And sadly, that leads to all kinds of...
That undermines the gospel.
That
why,
does
why evangelize? Everyone's going to be all right in the end anyway, right?
That's an excellent point. So Pastor Kevin did an absolutely outstanding job in that battle, and that's one of the most discussed battles on TOL, along with Bob's two battles and your battle, Turbo, the death penalty battle. And all of those are available on theologyonline.com as well.
You can go in there and browse the forums, and there's a Battle Royale forum where you can read all of those. Those are pretty
You know, a lot of people I talk to, Turbo, tell me that one of the first times they ever came across TOL was Bob's battle against Zaketh in Battle Royale 7, Does God Exist?
That's classic.
It's a classic, and you know, that was the one with that Zaketh sort of got killed at the end there, figuratively speaking. But
he got sick.
Yes.
I can't make it in for this
quote, unquote. Yeah. But that's an absolutely awesome battle. And that sort of set a new standard for battle royales on TOL. And that is available.
Yeah. Through our catalog. If you, you know, you can read it online, but some people don't like.
Yeah, I think it's easier to read it with on paper.
Right. A lot of people prefer having something, you know, you can hold in your hand and put on your nightstand or whatever and just read it like a normal book. And that is $19.99.
Plus, then you don't if you want to share that with somebody,
right?
You don't have to say, "Hey, just go to this website." Well, where
click
do I go when I get the web?
There.
Yeah, when I get there, blah blah blah. You could just hand them this debate, and they can just start reading it. And it's like reading a book or a manuscript. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's thick and it's substantive, and it's definitely one of the most classic debates you'll ever read between an atheist and a Christian. So. And
what a decisive victory for the right side.
It doesn't get, I mean, other than like in boxing when there's a knockout, I mean, that's pretty much what it was. It was a total knockout. And
our atheist went missing in action.
He did.
In round 9,
Eight or nine.
I think he posted in round 8, but not 9. So he forfeited his last two rounds and then came back.
And Bob just sort of finished out on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Right.
So I think we got another call. You want to take another call?
Sure.
We got Nori on the line. Right. Nori, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey,
hi.
Nori. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
So,
how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing a show. What's up?
Well, I called because you said you were doing a show.
Wow, that's a great reason to call.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So, Nori, you also. Participate on theologyonline.com occasionally, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I think we've seen you on there. And
Just a few times.
So today we're talking about some of the stuff that's happened on TOL and on Bob's show over the years, and we really do appreciate your participation on there as well.
I wouldn't do it if I didn't love you guys.
Oh, isn't that nice? And you recently visited out here, right?
Yes, I did.
Came to Denver Bible Church. Attended a wedding.
Yes.
And did some cooking, and we had a great time, right?
That was a blast. I loved it.
Yeah. It's great to see all the people that we meet through the show.
I've been out here for, about 2 years now on this trip?
Yes.
it's been a month.
Well, we have visitors. I mean... Polly and Narrowway just recently came out. We had Lighthouse and Nori that had... visited us recently, and it's such a great way to meet new friends. And if they're able to visit, that's Delmar has been out here, although I feel terrible because the day he was out here, I was busy. I didn't get to meet him, but his brother has been out here. And so all these people that through Bob's show and Bob's ministry and then through theologyonline.com sort of made a family, albeit all over the world. We've got people in England and Australia and back east and in California and all over the globe that
Brian, Death to Impiety, he was the guy who got married recently that Nori came out to see his wedding. He moved out here a little over a year ago, I think, and from New Jersey, and I live in Michigan. On his way out here, he came and spent the night at our house, you know, as a pit stop we had never met in person before. We just knew each other through TOL. So you can make a lot of really good friends on there. You make a lot of enemies too.
And think of think of all the great recipes that Nori has posted on TOL.
Oh yeah, you guys cleared the database of those.
Well, yeah, every now and then we have to clear things out.
Yeah, I have to say about TOL, you guys have become like a family to me. I came to TOL right after my husband passed away.
Right.
And you've called me your hero.
Oh, well, you are a hero.
I guess because I homeschool without a husband. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
That's one of the reasons.
Tend to smack a few people when they get a little too far to the left.
Well, right, and that, and the fact that you've always been there to support the cause, and that's what we're trying to do here today is support a cause, and if we can get all this working together, we keep a great ministry going that's online and on the air, which is where we are today.
So we need money. So buy something. Yeah. Send money.
Well, hey, Nori, thank you so much for all that you do.
We should give the phone number for people who want to call in and buy something. It's 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278.
Thank you, Nori.
Thank you, guys.
She's sweet.
Yes.
Very helpful and always there.
After that little love fest, everyone might think that TOL is one of those namby-pamby flowers and...
TOL is sort of similar to Bob's show in that we confront people. We share the truth the way it's meant to be shared, even if it hurts feelings.
Yeah.
And that's what we were doing today, watching those old shows of Bob, thinking how funny it was when people would call, assuming that Bob was just going to, you know, maybe agree with them or just say, oh, that's okay, I don't think that way, maybe you do. That's not what he did at all.
Right.
And that's what made that show so funny was the fact that he would just say, hey, you know, that's crazy. What are you thinking? You know, that kind of thing. And truth is truth, and so you can't get around what is truth. And
Bob has a really, really unique skill in that he can ask just the right question that will just demolish the other person's belief system or their argument. And if you get those BEL classics, you will just, as you're being entertained, you will slowly realize that you've been trained to debate.
Right.
And that you'll be able to see through the bizarre, you know, liberal ideas and just pick out the flaws and just kind of like, you know, pull out that piece that makes their whole house of cards crumble.
Yeah, you know, that's funny because we're, you know, because of that, in my daily travels, the people I meet, it's so easy now to, you know, when somebody starts speaking to me and we're having a friendly conversation or whatever, but you can almost tell right where they're going because you've been, you know, able to see all of these arguments through all those old shows of Bob's and the radio show now.
And through TOL.
And through TOL. And so you're so used to, okay, I see where this argument's going, and then you're able to combat it or at least help the person you're talking to and say, hey, you know, have you thought about this? Maybe, you know, maybe that isn't true, and so on and so forth. And we had a clip of the show.
Sure.
Did you want to...
Do we want to roll the clip? It's coming up.
We're going to roll a clip from one of Bob's TV shows.
Yep, 1996.
Huh. A very strange call is here. I've been staring at it since Tanya started taking calls. I'm going to go to it. I don't know what to make of it. In Knox, Indiana, Vernon, speak your mind.
Hey, I was wanting to talk about a little bit about abortion.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm against abortion, totally against abortion.
Yeah.
But I got a small dog.
All right.
And kind of got with a big dog.
All right.
I wanted to get an abortion on that dog.
Oh,
and
really?
I took it to the vet.
Yeah.
He said I only had 48 hours. Any time after 48 hours that they could not give an abortion to a dog.
Why?
I guess that's the way that... They didn't really give me a reason. I guess that's just the way the animal rights people and all the humane society have it, you know.
Unbelievable. So they won't abort a dog after 48 hours?
No. I know. I couldn't believe it.
Maybe, I guess they don't want to be cruel to the little puppy.
But they'll be cruel to a nine-month-old baby. Take your brains out.
That's just a human being.
Yeah.
You know, these animal rights people. Hey, Vernon, that's pretty. Hey, send the dog here. We'll take care of it. Wait, maybe we should do that on the air. A live fetal pig abortion. Yeah, maybe we will one of these days. All right, Vernon, thank you for letting us know that.
All right, bye.
Okay. If anybody out there knows about that, drop us a line or something. Let us know more. Unbelievable.
How about that? I mean, that caller was not antagonistic. That was
just funny.
A little more tame, but it brings to mind some of the other debates that and stunts that Bob pulled on that show. That how about the eagle eggs?
Right.
There was an episode where Bob got a hold of some eagle eggs that had been abandoned, and someone brought them into the studio, and he was trying to decide what to do with them. He decided to fry them up and eat them.
Right.
And boy, the calls lit up, right?
Well,
people saying you can't do that. Eagles are endangered, and it's wrong to kill an eagle. And Bob would say, well, when does an eagle become an eagle?
Right. It's so funny how
because people who don't want you to hurt eagles tend to be pro-abortion.
Exactly. So they have a different opinion when it comes to a baby animal as opposed to a baby.
There was another time, and I don't remember who he was debating. I think it was an interview, not just a caller, but it was someone who was against using fetal pigs for research, mm-hmm. didn't want to harm fetal pigs. And Bob just kind of let that go, and then a little while later asked if she was pro-choice, and she said, oh, yes. And, you know, then he pointed out the hypocrisy that you're willing to protect a fetal pig. A pig in the womb should be illegal to hurt, but with a baby, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's like the knucklehead you were talking to on TOL that was not so sure about, you know, maybe he won't kill any more lobsters, but...
Right. Yes, yeah, I called into Bob's show a couple months ago about Michael Vick and how in the media everyone's going nuts about him, how cruel he is for hurting these dogs, and that is cruel, but that just the amount of attention
outcry.
That got, the outcry, and you know, what if we applied the pro-abortion arguments to the Michael Vick case and said things like, well, if you don't like cruelty to animals, then don't be cruel to animals, but don't tell other people what to do, or, well, I'm personally opposed to electrocuting dogs, but I'm not going to impose my morality on other people.
Right.
And no one would accept those arguments because they're ridiculous.
Right. Good points.
So in every episode of Bob and Your Live becomes a thread on TOL where you can discuss the show. And so someone on TOL read the summary of that show and mistook us for saying that you cannot be against animal cruelty and also be pro-life. And that's not what we were saying, because Bob and I, neither one of us thinks it's okay to torture dogs. We were just saying that you got to keep it in perspective.
Exactly.
And that dogs, you know, torturing dogs or killing dogs is nothing compared to torturing and killing the unborn children. So this person who objected to this, after we kind of got through to him what we were actually saying, he turns out he kind of turns the threat into a pity party for lobsters about you know how cruel it is that we boil lobsters alive, and he vowed never to eat lobsters again.
Oh.
But within a couple of days he also revealed that he thinks abortion's okay if certain cases of rape or if there's even any kind of risk involved in carrying the baby.
That is just amazing just
to
there are the actually people out there that are that incredibly bizarre.
Yeah.
But it's true. And then when you see the shows, the old Bob shows, that really brings that back to mind. There's those kind of wacky callers or wacky people that have these opinions that just make you go, what in the world? You know?
We see them at TOL and you see them on Bob's show. In real life, these people are out there and they're walking among us. But a lot of people don't want to talk about politics and religion and things that matter. So if you start to get into it with them a little bit, they might clam up or change a subject or something like that. But people who come on the TOL or people who call into Bob's show, it's fair game, and you can really pin them down.
Right.
You know, I mean, sometimes they hang up or whatever, but you know, it's not like you have to worry about offending them or something like that, because not that we really care about whether we offend somebody if we're telling them the truth. But sometimes when someone is offended, they just shut down.
Sure,
they won't
yeah.
continue the conversation.
Absolutely. So, anyways, that was a neat old clip from the show. And
well, let's talk about our telethon again. We need
what's the number that they call in?
1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And we could use any help you could give, a small donation, or it would be great if people would just
order
even
the
buy something
yeah.
from the catalog. There's an online catalog you can find at kgov.com if you want to browse through the products. But call in and order a monthly television show. You know, even if you get 12 episodes a month for $50, that'd be like making a $500 donation. It might seem like that's a lot to pay every month, but what do people pay their cable bill or satellite bill? Isn't
right.
that 60, 70, 80
and
bucks?
That's not nearly as good as entertainment
no.
as these old shows.
I can tell you
that right now.
It's all quantity, but there's not much quality.
Right.
These shows
are hilarious.
They're great. And
yeah,
it's,
that's a
every
talk
show's
show,
an hour
but it's
long.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and they're every show's an hour long,
right.
too.
So if you're getting the 8 episodes, that's quite a bit of entertainment.
Yeah, eight episodes you can get for $39.99. 12 you can get for $49.99, or if you want to go small, it's $24.99 for 4.
And all of that gets put to the telethon goal?
Well, 10 months.
10 months worth.
Right, because, you know, not everyone's going to stick with it for a year.
Right.
And the first month is free, this telethon special. Any subscription that you enroll in.
That should get people going right
yeah.
there.
What have you got to lose? And you know, you can get 4, 8, or 12, whatever you want to subscribe to, and you get that many episodes free, so you get to, and you can cancel anytime. If you get 12 videos and you go, this isn't for me, then you can cancel.
Right.
But
so,
you won't, because it's if you like this show, you'll love the TV show.
Oh right, yeah, and TV show was what set this off. So, well, hey Turbo, thanks for inviting me over here today.
Well, thanks
and
for inviting me.
We want to both thank
Bob.
We
just kind of snuck in on the sly, right? And
yeah.
We were supposed to do a rerun today.
Right. So, anyways, we got to be here and talk to you guys. So, hopefully that made for a decent show. And we want to thank Bob and again ask people to call in and order product and help the ministry out.
1-800-8-NYART 1-800-836-9278. What would you say your all time favorite product is?
God and the Death Penalty.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's my all-time favorite Bob
that's
in your
product. Available on DVD. I think it's $19.99.
Yeah.
All right.
What about you?
I like the plot.
All right.
All right. This is Turbo and
Knight
reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.
Ooh.